Well, no. I didn't quite get that far. Well, I haven't... Would you let me speak, please? I haven't actually left the country yet. No, I didn't make it to the airport. No, I didn't make it out of the county. I'm... You know that foreboding, seemingly endless desert between our house and the airport? Yeah, I ran out of gas in that. No, right in the middle of that. Like, literally in the geographic center of that, so that I am equidistantly far from any hope of salvation. No, not that kind of salvation. Yes, I'm aware that Jesus spent 40 days in the desert. No, I don't plan to be here quite that long. You may recall that I have a mountain to climb. Yes, I am also aware that this mountain is in Tibet. They actually have a saying there. The journey of 1,000 steps begins with 100,000 steps through the impassable desert between our house and the airport. No, they don't actually have that saying. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little here. There are a number of vultures circling ominously overhead, and I could use the tiniest bit of levity at the moment. Okay, maybe they're buzzards. Well, I don't know. You're the ornithologist. I never bothered to study up on this sort of thing because it seemed like overkill to have two bird experts living under one roof. No, I can't tell what their beaks look like. I definitely can't see their plumage. What? Sure, I can take a picture of them. Hang on a minute. Okay, it should be sending to you now, but I don't... Hello? Hello? Ugh. No bars. Great. Hi, Sven. This is Sydney. I guess there's no signal here in the impassable desert between our house and the airport, so our phone call got cut off. I'm recording this as a voice memo so that I can keep talking and keep my mind off my increasingly dire situation. Hopefully, I'll be sending this to you later from an airplane as an attachment, and you're not hearing this after recovering it from my bloated, picked apart by bird's corpse. I'm still not sure if those are buzzards or vultures circling up there, despite the fact that they're circling substantially closer than they were before. They kind of look like that big dumb bird from the Bugs Bunny cartoons, and I think he was a vulture, right? I'm hoping that those cartoons were accurate in their portrayal of those birds as particularly stupid and gullible. I suspect that, as an ornithologist, you would frown upon my reliance upon merry melodies for my knowledge of birds, but we work with the tools we have on hand. And the tools that I have are rock climbing supplies, survival rations for near Arctic conditions, and a vague memory of the classic cartoons of the 40s and 50s. I just hope that'll be enough.